I've preached before, probably repeatedly, on how tough it is to be a prophet. I mean, imagine poor Jeremiah having to go to the king and say that unless they completely change their way of being, unless they embrace justice and righteousness, unless they follow the laws of Jehovah, then everything, absolutely everything, will be made desolate. It's a bit like being granted an audience with the orange disaster and letting him know just what he is doing and how it's going to leave the land destroyed, which it probably is. And as far as we know, Jeremiah had about as much effect on the king as any one of us would have on the man who would be king. Jeremiah, to be fair, is a bit of an extreme example. The whole book of Jeremiah relates to the tragedy of the exile, which saw the destruction of Jerusalem and many of the people, particularly the capable people, shipped away from home to serve in the courts of their oppressors. Such words as we read today are written in hindsight, trying to make sense of why these things happened to Judah. And the answer comes back again and again. Injustice, the ill treatment of the poor and the stranger, the strong crushing the vulnerable, the rich getting richer at the expense of those who have little. It's a common theme in the prophetic books that the law of Jehovah, the law of justice and of equity, is being neglected, and the people, the leaders, and the land all suffer because of it. The language of the books makes it seem as though it's God who makes all the bad stuff happen, the exile, the destruction. But for those of us who don't believe that God moves us all around like little pieces on a chessboard, what can we learn from these books? Well, firstly, the writers are trying to make sense, seeking meaning and cause for the destruction that they're experiencing. How could God, our God, the God who's declared that we are chosen, do this to us? To which they ask. To which the answer comes back, it is you. It is your actions, your treatment of one another, your oppressive actions, your greed that has caused this. That is the truth at the heart of the prophetic books. Though garbed in language that suggests a hand on God that makes things happen as a punishment, it's much more of an insight as to how the behavior of the people of Judah and of Israel caused their own downfall. As I've said before, prophets do not foretell, they're not predicting the future, they forthtell. They're proclaiming the consequences of a particular course of action. If you keep acting like this, say our prophetic forebears, then this will be the result. But it's not an easy or a comfortable thing to do. Then, if we're seeking to be faithful followers of Jesus, then we're not really in the market for easy and comfortable. When the rubber meets the road, which is not a very biblical metaphor, I know, then we will need to take up our cross and follow. Which is why I think that Jesus was so keen that our discipleship is one that we embark upon with our eyes, our minds, and our hearts open. Like someone planning to embark upon a major building project. I wasn't planning to build a tower anytime soon, but the metaphor still stands. Like someone, a ruler and their army, expecting to face another ruler and their army in battle. These are things that we should be preparing for, things that we have to be realistic about. And in this current time, these are the questions that we are facing in the light of the disruption, the threats, and the rhetoric of world leaders, including but not limited to the President of the US, which are causing harm, destruction, and resurgences of prejudice and violence against people of color, the LGBTQ2SIAA+ community, our fragile earth, and more. And our question is now, what will it mean to be prophets? How can we speak truth to power? And what cost are we willing to stand in order to pay, in order to stand for that which is right and good? To stand alongside those who are being oppressed and harmed, even if we are in a place of privilege that leaves us safe for now. These are the questions of the hour, and I feel that we're going to be wrestling with them for some time to come, but they are still very immediate. For now, as we see what's happening to our neighbors to the south, how do we prepare ourselves for how we will stand together for justice, for equity, and for the value of all people? And as resistance to those who would use these times to forward an agenda of hatefulness and hurtfulness. Just as our prophetic forebears did not know how their message would be received, but had no choice but to proclaim the truth and justice which filled their souls, so we too are being called in these days to be those that live and proclaim the values to which we are called. Values of resilient, expansive love, which refuses compromise in the face of authoritarianism and oppression. May we have the grace to live what we hold dear. Amen.